some of the performances has been good. We've been in games and we've not really, you know, been battered in games where you thought, oh God, we didn't have a chance in that one. And I think it's football generally, in the sense of there's been some games at the start of this season where we've won, where you've gone, maybe a draw might have been the fair result, or we got away with one there. But at the same time, some of the defeats that we've had, you've gone, we deserve more from it than what we've got. So it's football, and you just got to keep working hard with them. We've got the disappointment of last Saturday out, because I've seen that in training. But that was the performance. I was happy enough with the performance on Saturday, bar the clinical bits in both boxes.
When you do lose members of that spine of that team,
yeah,
Robertson, Ryan, you've two front players, yeah, as well, bound to affect you, isn't it?
Well, I think it has done. There's no point hiding behind it. It has done. You can see that from some of the results, but what it has done is it's given us the opportunity, and now they're getting into grips with it, because it's the first 8 or 9 games we had a consistent start in 11. And, you know, for clubs that are like ourselves, that are, squad size and budget, that does have an impact. And I think you can look up and down the table at the moment, and there's certain teams that are similar, that have had injuries, and as a result then they've just suffered a little bit. But we're confident now, we're getting a couple back, and we've had some good news with Clark, so he's out of his boot, so it's just a case of loading that slowly and seeing how he goes. So that's just a matter of time for him. Mark Cullen's out of his brace, which is really good news. And Vass is very, very close. So, you know, we're hopeful that we're getting some bodies back to strengthen us again.
Are you hoping Kyle can train with you before Saturday?
Yeah, we certainly think he'll feature before Saturday with the group. And then it's just whether we take that risk with him or we give him an extra week's training.
Just in terms of Clark, how long are you expecting? I mean, how long's a piece of string in some ways?
It is very much that, you know. We come out the boot, the surgeon, the specialist was happy with it and the progress that he'd made, and now it's just slowly, slowly, you know. And as long as there's no reaction to what he does day by day, then you can gradually increase it. So it is, how long is a piece of string, really? Because if he's, you know, if it takes a week, 2 weeks, and then he feels he's there, then it'd be 2 weeks. If it needs longer, it'll take longer.
So in terms of, when you spoke about Cullen for the first time, it looks like it might be next calendar year, after Christmas. Yeah. You're hoping Robertson will be back with well before then, are you?
Yeah, certainly hope so, yeah. It was safe to say that, you know, the way that Clark was playing was fantastic for us. So we're delighted with that news. But again, we're going to go on the side of caution because we don't want him to break down and be even further back. So as much as we're delighted with the news, we are sensible with the continued rehab that he's going to go under.